So I'm here at Souderton Mennonite Homes with Lena Hunsberger in her apartment. And Lena, so good to talk with you today, and thank you for agreeing to this interview where I ask you some questions about your faith and life. Good to be with you here. How are you today?
Good.
Good. You've been a really important part of Perkasie Mennonite Church, Lena, for many, many years. I think you told me that after you and Lester were married, you started coming to Perkasie Mennonite Church.
Yeah.
Back in the 40s, right?
Yeah. 40. Well, we were married in 45, so... Yeah.
And okay. About 47 or something after you got back from
your 1W.
1W service. That's a lot of years. Yeah, more than I've been alive.
Yeah, oh. You just can't believe how time moves on.
That's right, yeah. Well, I so admire your commitment to Christ and the church. And as one who's seen a lot of change over all those years in your own life and in the church, and yet have been willing to grow and to change and to remain committed to the church through all that change. So we're thankful for your support and for your care for PMC. You said you miss singing.
Yeah.
We miss your voice at PMC these days. Well, this Sunday that we're going to share this little interview will be Mother's Day. And Lena, you've been kind of like a mother to me throughout the years. And I'm sure to others. And I'm thankful for that. You fed many of us the shoe fly pie. Our waistlines, thank you. So today I'd like to just invite you to talk a little bit about your growing up years, your faith, your commitment to Christ, and maybe we'll start back at the beginning with your family. Tell me about the family you grew up in as a child and what that was like for you.
Well, there were 5 boys and 6 girls.
Mm-hmm. And where were you in the
number 3.
Number 3. Third from the oldest, right?
Yeah.
So that was a large family.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I often wonder how they ever did it. We used to go down and swim every night in the creek after the dishes were done.
Okay.
And then when we used to go down in the afternoon and take the clock and set it for 4 o'clock to help Mom make supper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you all had your chores, I suppose, that you did?
Yeah, we had to help in the garden, and I guess we helped to take care of our own bedrooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You probably had a large garden.
Yeah. Spring garden and one down by the creek.
Yeah.
With corn and lima beans and string beans and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that, or was that...
Yeah, I liked it. Mm-hmm. And my mom used to take me along to pull the weeds and the beets and the carrots.
That wasn't so much fun, huh?
No. Sometimes you didn't know whether it was a weed or carrot.
Yeah. So what do you remember about your mother?
actually very little when I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I went to LMS when I was a junior,
mm-hmm.
so I was 17.
Yeah, so yeah, you lost her at age 17.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She died on a Saturday morning.
Mm. Was that heart related, Lena?
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
17 years old and losing your mother.
Yeah, and all 11 kids were there.
And 11 children, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't have a lot of memories of her then you say that?
No, yeah. Not really. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I was home till I was 15, well, 17.
Mm-hmm.
I went to LMS for 2 years. I got home 3 times a whole 2 years.
Mm. Yeah. You didn't just go back and forth between here and
not like
and
John
Lancaster.
Ruth. John Ruth did.
No,
he took his sisters and him and Grace. Grace. Oh, I can't even think of her name. Anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he used to go home the weekend and come back, I guess, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then you continued, though, at Lancaster Mennonite High School until
then
you graduated.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So your father was a widower with 11 children.
But he married his sister-in-law before the year was up.
Okay. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
With that many kids.
And his sister-in-law had lost her husband, right?
Yeah, and 2 daughters.
Had lost her husband and 2 daughters. Hmm.
They were born okay as babies,
mm.
but their bodies grew,
mm.
but their minds were...
Oh.
And they used to lay in a crib,
mm.
and they had the wings,
mm-hmm.
and you could tell where they put their hands going mm. back and forth, you know?
Mm.
They had to be fed and changed,
mm. well,
just like
yeah.
a baby.
Wow, well, yeah.
I think she had help then, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she became stepmother to... all 11 of you. What do you remember of her?
Well, she stuttered really bad, and things uh-huh. excited her, made her stutter more, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was she a good mother to you?
Well, she did the best she could,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, you can't compare her because she only had one before that.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
But how she put all the wash through 3 times a week, and and probably 3 in diapers.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah.
We think we had it hard.
Yeah. not really.
You just think so.
Right. Well.
Yeah.
Some hard years.
Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad Dad didn't divide us out among the aunts and uncles.
Oh, that happened in those days, didn't it, sometimes?
Among the Amish, I think, especially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened with my father-in-law. He grew up in Ontario, and his mother died, and then his father had some mental health challenges, and so he was one of 3 children,
uh-huh.
and they... all got farmed out to aunts and uncles.
Mm-hmm.
And so my father-in-law didn't have a real happy childhood. Tell me a little bit about the church you grew up in.
Well, we always had a good Sunday school. And,
mm-hmm.
What's his name? He led us with courses before the Sunday school class mm-hmm. in the basement at Doylestown.
That Doylestown Mennonite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was
Ollie Nice, I think his name was.
Okay.
He was a deacon.
So if your family had 11 children, and I suppose many other families were large as well, there were probably lots of children, right?
Yeah, there was a good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some of the songs still come back to me.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think about a particular Sunday school teacher or somebody that was important
to
you?
Well, Joe Gross's two sisters were teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Priscilla and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I can't remember. We had all the way down in the basement, yeah. And we had, I guess we had curtains or whatever in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So probably church was probably a pretty important part
yes.
of your family's life.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday mornings and evenings too.
Yeah. And Wednesdays then?
Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
So what do you remember about coming to faith and being baptized?
Well, Clinton Fursten was the evangelist at the time. And 39 were in the class.
39 in your baptismal class.
And see, we were some of the younger ones.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But 39... or baptized then.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. That's a small congregation right
yeah.
there.
Mm. Well, when we were going to Georgetown, if I remember them saying, they had about 270 at Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
And Doris Gargis, she's gone now, mm-hmm. but she told me the last two years ago that there were 80 coming, mm-hmm. but how many are now?
Right, yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, that's true about many churches. They're much smaller than they were.
That's for sure.
Well, if you look at families, you know, family sizes, there you have your answer right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
And we had Bible memorization.
Mm-hmm.
We had book one to book, what was it, six? And after we repeated whatever was required for that, we worked for our Bible with our name in gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a prize for the memorization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never sorry. Yeah.
So yeah, the Bible was always an important part of your life.
Right.
What I remember you telling me about some jobs you had as a child.
Oh my.
Say something about that.
Well, the one was up on the ferry road, I think. These people had boarders come out of the city, so I went up to help to make the beds and whatever. Yeah, I was, I guess, 11 or 12 years old, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I replaced my sister, the oldest sister. She was 4 years older than me. She was called home then when Mom had June by cesarean. She needed help and had all those other kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and took her job at 11, 10 and a half. And I cleaned and washed and cooked and... How did you ever learn all that stuff?
Right, yeah. You grew up quickly.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But you know, the lady that was head of it, she and her sister lived in the house along the street that Pennridge High School had, you know, the school there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there, I don't know if I was there the whole summer then or not. But she was born in June. She was born on my other sister's birthday.
Mm.
Cesarean section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the work involved in just somebody strange coming in and doing all that. Oh.
So you learned to work, and you worked hard.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you carried that with you throughout life, I think.
Yeah, well, God was with me. That's all I can say, because...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So did you like school? With school?
Yeah, I liked it because I knew you needed to learn in order to grow up. I mean, you don't get it out of a book, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then after you graduated from high school, you came back here after those 4 years at Lancaster Mennonite High School.
No, 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you married Lester.
Well, I worked for my dad for a couple of years in the office.
Okay.
With my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you met Lester then? How did you meet?
Well, we had May Day meetings at Doylestown. And anybody could come, you know. And he came down then, and we went over to Lambertville to put out the way paper. And that's where it started, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How long did you date?
Well, it was two years, I guess.
2 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he got up the courage to ask you to marry him?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my sister heard Lester ask Dad about getting married, you know.
Oh.
She was on the steps.
Eavesdropping, huh, into the conversation. So did she know before you knew?
Well, no, I guess not.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Those were the days.
And tell us about your wedding.
Oh, yeah. We had a home wedding. Richard Dutwaller was best man. He was a friend of Lester. He used to take him along with him on some of his trips.
Okay.
Yeah. And, anyway, then we had it in our home there in Doylestown. And I think we had 38 people there.
38 people crammed in the house.
Yeah, in the house.
Yeah.
And then we went on the honeymoon, came back, and had, at the firehouse here at Dublin, I guess, yeah. That's where we had,
And am I remembering, that was Christmas Eve?
Yes.
You married on Christmas Eve?
Yep.
In 1945.
Yep.
So then those were war years.
Yeah.
And so Lester was conscripted and alternative service with the 1W program, the Mennonite Church.
Yeah.
And where did you end up?
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
With a trailer.
And and your work, his work?
It was the same. He worked with persons with
mental health challenges.
I gave the braided mask so they wouldn't bite their tongue, taking treatments. Yeah.
What kind of work did Lester do there? Do you remember? Or?
Well, he worked with this persons that were they called them, they had mental problems, I guess. Yeah.
And that's where you started your family, right?
Right. And I lost my first baby.
Mm-hmm.
Married in December.
A miscarriage
Miscarriage. It was only, I don't know, it was just a blah.
Mm-hmm.
They said, the doctor said, this is nature's way of getting rid of a baby that is, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's hard. Lose a pregnancy.
But then I had Jerry the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I delivered him, came home from the hospital, and I had appendicitis.
Oh my, appendicitis.
Right on top of it.
Oh my
I had
goodness.
Started my exercising.
Oh my.
So my sister and brother came out from Doylestown to take this new 1 week old baby back with them. Mother and my sister took care of him, so.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So then we had to come back and get the baby.
Mm-hmm. How long were you separated from Jerry, do you remember? How long that?
Well, it was only a week.
A week, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. In those days, you gave up a week to have the baby,
mm-hmm.
and the baby was born, and so they did it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
So, yeah, so then coming back here, you settled into to work and to raising a family back in
the trailer there.
In,
mm-hmm.
And then eventually moved to Perkasie.
Right.
On South Perkasie on
next
Walnut
to Larry.
Street. Right, next to the Perk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there raised the rest of your family.
Right.
4 more children?
Yeah. 1 girl and 4 boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we gave them swimming tickets so that they could go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what else could you do with 4 kids?
Yeah. And you said they played ball during the summertime?
Oh, yeah, they played Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose they eventually got jobs too, and
yeah, well, I think Jerry worked he had the store there across from the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think Lois worked there too. Yeah,
and you went back to work then when your children were
when the youngest was in kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah. I was able to go to work.
Okay.
I'd be home when the kids got home.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And tell me about your work. What did you do?
I was a cook.
Cook?
At high school.
Penridge High School.
Yeah, for 18 years.
18
I
years.
I went in as to serve and then do dishes, and there was an opening to be a cook, and they wondered if I would want to be a cook. I said, well, I'll try.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was glad I was able to do that.
You served many a meal, didn't you?
Yeah, did I tell you about the one kid with a salt shaker?
Yeah, you did.
Honorary kid.
Yeah, who unscrewed it and then...
And left it set there, and the next person
and
got it.
Right. Mischief, yeah.
Yeah,
you
just
saw mischief.
Honorary.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I want to just, you got into somewhere along the line, and maybe your passion for cooking and for serving people into the thing about making shoe fly pies and funny cakes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't long coming up because I was making them, and when new people moved in, I would take a little shoe fly down for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and... And the kids came home, I gave them the 7-inch. I used to make 2 7-inch and 6 or 7 of the little ones. And whoever was new or whatever, I
mm-hmm.
took them. Yeah, yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
It was your ministry there.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about your experience at Perkasie Mennonite and over the years and how you experienced church life, what kind of things you were involved in.
Yeah, I said, well, we had, I guess we had Sunday school classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were involved in music and choirs and singing.
Yeah.
And the kitchen, were you involved in cooking?
20 years.
Sorry?
20.
20 years.
Yeah, Carolyn and what's her name and I? Doris. Mm-hmm. Doris.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what words of wisdom do you have for the church and for us in, as you look back on your life and the faith and your faith?
Do what you can when you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's times that you sometimes get overloaded, but it works out.
Sure.
That's the way I always say.
And you did that, Lena. You did what you could when you could.
Yeah.
For many, many years, and faithfully serving the church and blessing us. And God bless you for that service.
I enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing with us here, and blessings to you, Lena. We love you, and we wish you all of God's blessing.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.